Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
This is 93.7 The Ticket.
Look at me short. Look at me short. I'm the captain now.
Three-time national champion, Vershawn Jackson.
Touchdown. Vershawn Jackson, number 34, gets the touchdown.
Terrell Farley.
Defending Terrell Farley, who last week in his first start was a holy terror. Number 43.
And Jake Bakovin.
I've talked to a few cats. They said that Bak got some game, man.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. On air and online at theticketfm.com. Powered by Bauer. Here he is, Vershawn Jackson.
Get it off your chest Friday. If you got some mad on your chest, get it off, because it's on Friday.
It's Friday. Get it off your chest Friday.
Yeah.
Did you get everything off your chest?
If y'all want to talk some 4 stars or 3 stars or 2 stars or 1 star.
We ain't talking no stars.
I can get it off my chest.
We ain't talking no stars unless they coming to Nebraska right now.
Yeah.
Or they coming just like Caleb Pfeiffer. I can't get it in because you won't let me get it in. It's 11-11, by the way. I want to know all the guys that's coming to this recruiting weekend that you don't like in the summer, that I do, that I think we got to come out of here at least signing 5 or 6 guys.
You know why I signed with Nebraska?
Why?
Because I had fun on my recruiting trip.
That's not why you signed.
And we won. That was it.
Yeah, there you go. That's why you signed.
We was winners, and I had fun on my recruiting trip.
Well, yeah, you had a good – who's your host?
Larry Arnold.
Oh, you had a good time with L.A.
Yes, I did.
They know just who to put you with, don't they?
Yeah.
L.A., give it to them. Show them.
Show them the world. Show them Lincoln. Show them Lincoln, L.A.
They said, this is what they used to say.
And Larry said, I will.
Yeah, that's what they used to say to Larry Arnold.
It's showtime.
Who you got? Terrell Farley. Showtime.
And you know, that's why I love all the teammates I play with, because you had guys that were built like tanks but didn't play. But those was friends, you know. They gave everything.
I think you're too close to the mic.
That's not me, Vershawn. Okay, don't. That's don't. You have the sense of blaming a lot of stuff on me.
Are you kidding me? I've never blamed anything on you.
It's Bak over there. You know,
Bak, what are you doing?
I don't know. We got all this twist some wires or something.
I got a lot of feedback.
So you said the other day, Terrell, that you hosted Quincy Carter. Was that the biggest name, I guess, that you hosted?
Yeah. Quincy Carter, Patrick Pass. They both ended up going to the University of Georgia. Patrick Pass was a running back for Georgia, and Quincy was a quarterback. One was from Tucker, Georgia, and the other one was from Southwest DeKalb. Mm.
That's why they paired you with them, Georgia.
Yeah.
Connection.
You try to make them feel comfortable, and they ask you, how's Nebraska?
VJ, who's the biggest name that you hosted, do you think?
What was the quarterback from Baylor? He ended up going to Baylor. Hmm. It made a big, big fuss, but he ended up going to Baylor. And I think he played well at Baylor. I just don't know. I can't remember his name, but it was way, way, way back in the day. They was calling him the next coming of Tommy Frazier, and he ended up not coming and going to Baylor.
Hmm.
So I think him – was it Patrick Surtain? Or what was there was a kid that ended up going to USC. McKnight? Running back.
He came back here, though. Oh, yeah. Play,
Joe McKnight.
Yeah. Running back. Yeah.
That would have been a different time. That, like 2000. But,
no, there was another McKnight, though.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know. all my guys that I ever had signed.
Did you guys?
Carell Buckalter signed.
You got you hosted Carell?
Yeah, well, signed.
That might be the biggest one.
I'm trying to think who else. Nah, I had more than just
well, he's a, yeah, he was a 4-year guy. I was only a 1-year guy. So when I did mine, I could only do it for 1 year because I was a senior.
Did you guys feel any part of responsibility if they did or didn't commit?
Back then, we didn't really care, you know, because we
joining the best team or you're not.
Yeah, either you sign and play with us or you go get your butt kicked by us. So that was our main title. I mean, we knew who the good players were. We knew who the ones that we needed to get, and we didn't make a big fuss out of it, you know.
I'll tell you who the biggest one was that got away from me that I really thought was coming was played for Michigan running back in the day. I think his last name was Thomas. I think that was the one who got away that I thought we were going to get big back, could run fast, put you in the mind of Yant, but a little bit slimmer, but big back. Ended up going, played in the league for a little bit. So I think that would be my biggest one that got away.
Anthony Thomas, A-Train?
Yeah.
Oh, he hosted. He had A-Train on campus.
Yes.
Huh?
And I just knew A-Train and me, we had a relationship, man. I knew he was coming. Mm. I mean, we weren't bigger than Michigan, though. I mean, where's A-Train from?
Oh, T. Martin.
You hosted T. Martin?
Yeah, I remember him, T.
See,
Martin.
See, that's a big one, too. T. Martin. National championship winning quarterback.
Yeah.
We thought T was going to come, too.
Yeah, we thought T was going to come, too. Mm-hmm. We thought we had
him. Tennessee put that money in his pocket, though. You know what I'm saying? We wasn't giving no money out back then.
Nah, we would give you some Adidas, and that's
what you go get you some Sestacal, you know what I'm saying? If y'all don't know what Sestacal is, that's vanilla drink milk. You know,
chocolate, too.
Chocolate, strawberry, anything. Yeah. And it used to come in a little can.
And that used to be standard. Everybody drank them?
Yeah, it was just protein shake.
Yeah, I used to drink it. After I'd take my shot of creatine, I used to just squig a Sestacal.
You took creatine?
Yeah.
It didn't work?
I stopped.
It didn't work on you?
I stopped.
Why?
It made me fat.
Did it? How much? What do you think you gained on creatine?
About 10 pounds.
Yeah, I gained like.
And I was heavy.
Yeah, I gained like.
I felt bloated.
It's funny because people see me now and I'm like, okay, I'm 230. And most people in high school, I was 215. High school, so, but I end up not running track my senior year, and I did exactly what you talked about, and I got lazy in track. And I went, and by the time I went to Nebraska, I was 228, 230. So I walked in the door at 230. I had to work to get to 245, 250. Okay, that was a lot of protein and 15 milligrams of creatine.
And you look up.
I was a before and after guy.
No, I was
creatine
after.
Did they want you to gain weight moving to tight end, I'm assuming?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you had to. I mean, you got to think of who I had to block.
Yeah.
Back then, in those days, the defensive ends was 6'5", 260, 270.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Jared Tomich, 6'3", 265, 270. Animal. You know, so you better have some weight. 230 wasn't going to get it done, buddy.
Yeah.
Not at tight end.
Same with me, because once I figured out that I was going to be a linebacker, I tried to put on weight, but it didn't match my speed. You know, I felt heavy. I felt like I couldn't run. So, you know, they never pressured me to put on weight. They just told me, hey, this is what you're going to do. You're going to tackle, you're going to sack, you're going to block kicks. And so I needed my speed for all that. So I just, you know, kept it at a minimum with the creatine.
Yeah, I mean, give me a guy that's lighter in weight that can move faster
than
a guy that's heavier. That's the reason why Nebraska went to the smaller linebackers is because we've had those big – you know, do you know that not Larry Townsend. Oh, gosh. Big D? Darren Williams? You know Big D?
Yeah.
Big D was playing middle linebacker, outside linebacker.
Yeah?
Yeah. Playing. And then they went to that smaller linebacker, brought Ed Stewart down, brought Troy Dumas down, start bringing those smaller guys that can run down but that can still hit. And that's what changed Nebraska's philosophy. You little slim guys that can run and do the thing. And do I want a guy that can get there 5 seconds faster and still with the same damage? Or do I want a guy that's going to get there 5 seconds slower? And still, you know, lay on a guy.
Yeah, because I want to have a Jamel Williams, Terrell Farley type combo. That's my linebacker combo because Jamel is just as fast as me, just as smart
who
as
would
me.
That be? Levante David?
Well, he need a counterpoint. He need a counterpartner because Jamel is my counterpartner.
You know, but you said, but I'm saying if you put a mix between Jamel Williams and Terrell Farley, yeah. That dude would be amazing.
Yeah.
Who would – can we find that guy? Does that guy exist?
I don't think so. I mean, in a land far, far, far away.
Right.
You know.
Do you think that they turn on the tape and watch –
Save big money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Those linebackers like you guys and say, okay, recruiters, like as a recruiting team, we're going to turn on Terrell Farley. We're going to turn on Jamel Williams. We're going to turn on Jay Foreman today. And this is the type of player that I want you to go get.
You can say that, but the thing you turn on now when you turn on TV, you see these men child, these big like 17-year-old children built like Ray Lewis. You know, the kids who are just got muscles already, and they're just hybrids already. They're grown men in children bodies. So this is what you get with the defensive lineman now. You know, you get these 6'5", 330-pound freshmen that's coming in playing right away. You know, we don't get that back when we play. You know, these kids are, you know, I don't know if it's in the water or not, but these kids are built different from us, you know. We're old school. These kids are new mutants, you know, but they still play football.
Yeah, just give me an old school football player, man. Give me that dude that ain't going to put nothing on his arms. He going to have his wrist tape. Might not have a pair of gloves on. He ain't going to have nothing on his legs.
No gloves,
no nothing. You know, they're going to tape. You know how they take the tape and just tape it around their hands like that? Mm-hmm. They're going to just tape it up, man. Give me an old school smash mouth guy.
Just put the black on his eye all the way down.
Yeah, I don't want that guy. No, that guy is dressing up. Oh. I don't want that guy.
Well, I used to tape my hands up like boxers. You know, have this taped up, have this one taped
me
up.
Me too.
All the way to my wrist.
Yeah.
You know, from there to my wrist.
Yeah.
From there to my wrist.
Yeah, you didn't want your, you know, because you strike, when you strike, you want to strike.
Yeah.
You don't want to be striking.
When
they
fight back, it hurts like yeah. that. You know, it's like jamming it. Ah, that hurts. So.
Did you always get taped up?
Yeah.
Ankles?
Yep.
Never missed a time?
Never.
Yeah, that was a cardinal sin in Nebraska. You don't get your ankles
not
taped.
Not like you, for sure.
And something happened. Hey, yeah, calm
I'm gonna,
down.
I'm going to skate by today.
I didn't skate by.
You're going to have a little skate by party.
I didn't skate by. I was late.
Yeah.
And that's what happens when you're like, you go unprepared.
Well, that was happening when you was a captain. You could be late, I guess.
I wasn't a captain when I was late, sir.
Yeah.
No, this happened my junior year.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't get taped up in the last play right before we got ready to break camp. Somebody rolled up on my ankle. High ankle sprain. So I'm squilling around on the ground. And I'm thinking, this is why I knew Coach Brown, the Reverend Brown, I knew there was something sinister with Coach Brown, a little bit deeper, right? Yeah. It just wasn't all praise the Lord, saints. He walks over. And Coach Brown is, if Coach, I give Coach Brown a ton of credit because he makes you pay attention to the details. The first thing he does, he's already mad that I'm hurt, laying down on the ground. First thing he does is he comes over to me, puts his hand in my sock, pulls my sock back.
He's checking.
First thing he does, he didn't come to see how, he didn't come say, hey, how you doing, VJ? None of that. Pulled my sock back. Snapped that joker like, you didn't even get taped up, and walked off.
Yeah, he was hot. He already probably knew that.
He was hot. That was the first thing he went to.
Yeah, you were still squealing on the ground.
I wasn't squealing. I was laying at that
laying
point.
Laying over, you're a little better.
My point is, you know, you pay attention to the details. Do the small things.
So
right.
This was going to your junior year.
Yeah. So I was second on the depth chart, and after I blew that deal, right, and got hurt, I went from like two. This is when I was going. No, that was the year before. But I went from two to like behind. I don't know. I don't even know who the guys would have been. Dork, Roy, and
Aaron Copeland.
Aaron,
what's his name?
Aaron who?
The Hawaii guy.
Yeah. Right. Aaron Wills.
Yeah, Willis.
Aaron Wills.
Yeah.
Not Willis. Aaron Wills.
Yeah.
Aaron, I was like, dang, coach, how you lose your – I thought you're not supposed to be able to lose your position to injury.
You didn't get taped, sir. I didn't get taped.
So you know what I had to do? I wanted to quit. Yeah, and I thought about that cluster conversation. Like, nah, I'm good. Let me just go out here and start bricking people at practice. And it was right after that Arizona State game when guys couldn't get nothing going that a bunch of guys, including myself, was enter into the lineup.
Moved up, huh?
Moving on up, baby. George and Wheezy. I'm serious. That's what happened.
Yeah.
And we, you know, I'm not going to say it's my fault. I'm going to blame Terrell. See? Blame shifter.
There you go.
He didn't play that game.
Did Thanks you not play much against Arizona State then?
Mm-mm. Nope. Special teams.
Yeah.
I played a ton of special teams, but as far as tight end?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Huh. Next game, strike up the band.
First touchdown?
Of the season.
Oh.
Yeah, my first touchdown was scored. One play, one catch.
Who was that, Kansas
one
State?
One touchdown. Kansas. Yes. Remember when we was playing 95?
Yeah,
they were 96. Giving us a 95.
You're talking about after we lost to Arizona State, though.
Well, but I'm saying my first touchdown was 95. Yeah. Arizona State was me standing on the sideline and being like, "Don't cry now. Don't be out there crying. Y'all out there crying. Did you make the trip?
No,
you didn't make the trip. They was out there really, literally crying.
I was at home beating up the TV screen.
You should have been.
Yeah,
you should have been. It's your fault. That we lost Arizona State.
That's not his fault.
It is his fault.
Offense didn't score a point.
Listen, if Terrell was there, he would have scored some points.
He better score 19 points.
They didn't have to score 19 points. We gave up two safeties and a pick six. So how many points is that? Defense only gave up one touchdown. Most of the times, especially with Terrell and those guys, somebody's going to score on the defensive side of the ball. We didn't do that because you weren't there. You know two games that we lost in 96?
Yeah.
Yeah. Texas. And I dropped the ball. So I dropped the ball in that Texas game. In the end zone. Yeah, in the end zone.
Yeah, thanks a lot. It's on you.
I didn't drop it. He made a good play, but I should have squeezed it. Okay?
What happened to the rest of the possession?
What do you mean?
Didn't we end up scoring?
We did end up scoring. Oh, but well, my point is, no, we got three.
Oh, okay.
We got
instead of seven.
You know the outcome of that game. I'm saying the two games we lost, when you lose a key part, not that it was Terrell's fault. It wasn't Terrell's fault. Somebody's supposed to step up. But then we start playing musical chairs. We took Mike Minner and said, hey, Mike, you play Terrell Farley's position. And we found out real quick, even though Mike Minner was great, he's not Terrell Farley in the linebacker. He's not.
Yeah.
Right? So then you're playing musical chairs and you're trying to figure out what you can do. Think about if Terrell Farley was there. Who beat us in that Texas game?
James Brown.
James Brown, and I ain't talking about the one that said, you know, it's a man's world.
Tremendous guy actually had a good conversation on the phone, like a couple of games before that.
What is that?
I had a buddy that ended up going to Texas that I played with in JUCO. He ended up going to Texas, and he called me one day, and I could hear James Brown in the background. I said, you tell him once I get my hands on him, he ain't got to worry about it no more. Mm-hmm. And we was just talking smack to each other. And And you know, I kind of messed it up for us, but you know, and but you know, I probably saved James Brown's life because I was gonna come at him, you know. So just let him talk.
Okay, so I want to back up real quick. Who out of this group do we think is gonna play? And we can do this right after this, but I want to name this real quick. Okay, so this is the class of 23. Okay, this is the guys that are coming in.
Mm-hmm.
31 ranked. Okay, you got Malachi Coleman. You got Prince Will.
No, let's just go player by player.
Malachi Coleman.
50-50.
I'd say 70-30.
70-30?
I think 70-30.
60-40 with a slight.
I'm saying 70-30 play.
60-40 might.
But.
Yeah, I'd probably go 60-40.
6'4", 190. By the time he starts playing, I guarantee he'll be 6'5", 205.
If he develops, man, he's unlike a receiver Nebraska hasn't had before.
He's catching 700 balls a day. That's a lot of balls. He's got to be great. Come on, Malachi Coleman, I'm pulling for you. It's the captain I'm with.
The black shirt.
And
Bach.
We're Power.
By.
Bauer.
Bauer.
Infrastructure.
Bauer.
Underground.
Brand.
Excavating.
See, that's how you're supposed to do it, so I can say they excavating. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou. forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.